So now let us all stand up to ignite the lamp. You ignite your own lamps as we ignite the physical lamp.
शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में, शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाएं अपने अपने मन में, जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में। शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए,
ओम शांति। जस्ट फॉर इंफॉर्मेशन टू सिस्टर जयंतिबेन, there are nearly 150 participants from 28 countries, and including English, there are 6 languages.
Om Shanti. I'm recognizing many of you, and I'm seeing that many of those who are here have been with Baba a long time, and so I can understand in a very natural way why it was your choice to be here and not attend other workshops, because we hear a lot in Raj Yoga, but we don't always get a chance to experiment in silence. And so to be in an official bhati for 2 weeks, that would be luxury, but even 2 days of silence is very empowering. And I know that it's in silence that we're able to go into the depth of soul consciousness. It's in silence that we're able to go into the depth of the relationships with Baba. And it is in silence that even beyond the relationships, we're able to come to that seed stage, because Baba describes in Sakar and Avyakt Muralis that it is the seed stage that's able to remove all the alloy of the soul. It's the fire that's really able to burn away all the account of sins that the soul carries. And so giving yourself the space of 2 days in Madhuban is very special. And in fact, here in Shantivan, you're even further away from the hustle and bustle that one normally hears in Gyanshruvar or Pandavabhavan. Pandavabhavan, you get all the tourist buses and you hear the noise of that wherever it is you may be. But here, far beyond all the sounds of the physical world, and you're here in your own little separate, I was going to say cocoon, you're protected from all the things that are going on outside. I want to differentiate between two things. One is the experience that we have in meditation, and the other is how to apply that experience in meditation in our life. Because obviously both things go together very deeply. When we had the last call of time in Peace Village, we took up the theme, inner peace and inspired action. And at first we were looking at the subject as two separate components. Inner peace, let me be able to experience that in silence and meditation, and then it's going to lead to inspired action. Actions that are filled with inspiration for others, in which I've taken inspiration from Baba and I'm using that inspiration in my life. But as we discuss the subject further, this is just a the design group that was planning Call of Time, not with the participants. So we then came by the end of our discussions to realize that we don't need to separate them. They are actually both together. If you think about the word Karma Yoga, then that tells you how yoga is of course important, but then the yoga has to be demonstrated through my karma, but also my karma has to enhance my yoga so that my actions should be such that my yoga is improving. And so now in this particular way, inner peace inspired action, it was very interesting to explore how inner peace and that experience of being Om Shanti, a peaceful soul, this is who I am. I am peace. I am a peaceful soul. And that's easy when I'm silent. But then when I come into action, to remember Om Shanti is not so easy. But of course, I have to make it become easy by my practice. So I'm seeing that these 2 days are a chance for deepening the connection with Baba, exploring what I need for myself, but also connecting with the family in different ways, whether someone from the family is driving you back to Pandavapavan from Gyansruvar or some other thing, some other situation, but definitely it's this experience of yoga that has to be maintained through all the challenges of life. And so inspired action is not just inspiration coming from somewhere, anywhere, but it means actually to begin to apply everything that I've experienced in yoga. And so my hope is that over the next few days, you will go so deeply within yourself that you'll be able to uncover the secrets of what lies inside. I'm sure many of you must have had the thought that before you came to Baba, you didn't really know yourself. Who feels that? Not everyone. When you reflect on it, then you'll see that that is the case. That I didn't know who I am. I didn't know where I'd come from, or where I'm going, or where I've been in my past births. Maybe I don't even believe in rebirth. But coming to Baba, we get all these aspects of theory. Straight gyan about the soul, what are the components of the soul, how can I learn to manage all of these, what is it that's happening when there's like and dislike with human individuals. So those thoughts are there somewhere, which is why when we get an opportunity to be with someone with whom we feel safe, then a lot of questions or comments come out, because they were there and they hadn't been properly addressed. But then maybe you're somewhere else, you're not in Madhavan, and you don't have instant access to seniors. What do you do then? Baba told us at one time that the task of Baba's instruments is to keep the buddhi very clean and clear. And then we'll be able to get a touching from Baba. If we don't keep the buddhi clean and clear, then it could be your own mind speaking, it could be Baba speaking to you or through you. But if I can understand now that yes, this is Baba, and I'm making sure that I keep my intellect first of all clean, how do I do that? And what's a sign that my intellect is clean? Well, the sign that my intellect is clean is twofold. One is that because it's clean, I'm able to understand things more clearly, more deeply than I did before. And secondly, if my intellect is clean, I feel very light because I'm not carrying any rubbish. And keeping the intellect clean means no criticism. I don't know how many hours you spend out of silence, awake. The hours you sleep, that's separate. But how many hours do you spend with others in company, and how many hours do you spend in total silence on your own? Or even if you're in a community with others, but yet still you're observing silence. So usually for most of us, most of our time is spent with others, not in isolation or solitude. Again, this is a good reason why people say they come to Madhuban, to get that space. Well, in the space that I have, the clean buddhi is going to actually fill itself with good things if I monitor it. So what is the intake through my eyes? What am I seeing around me? What am I hearing around me? What is useful? What is not useful? So to be able to filter all that so that this space stays clear, clean, first clean, then I'm able to fill it with Baba's knowledge. And those treasures will have a place where they're going to stay safe. If there's criticism, that's not a clean intellect. That's going to interfere in my understanding of Gyan even. And then an intellect that's clear, for me that means no pulls, no traumas, nothing that's able to take the attention away from the focus, which is God. And so dealing with all those things, clearing them out, doesn't have to be when you sit in yoga. It can be when you're out there walking. And even if you go for a walk with your friends, they'll know that you're part of the bhati. No harm in walking, and no harm in walking with a friend, but at least they should know, so that then they don't worry, what's happened. Because a Brahmin family is very deeply connected and has a lot of love. And so if the eighth person says to you, how are you? I haven't seen you all day. Take it as a sign of love, which it is. They could have just ignored you. Everybody's busy. They could have got on with their next thing. But no. Yes, they're giving you their time. And so give them your attention. But the main thing is not to allow my intellect to be pulled, either by good or bad. Yesterday's message about neither pull being there means that then it's clear enough for me to move straight ahead. When the train is given the clear signal on the tracks, it means the train can move fast. Same thing. If my buddhi is clear, because there's no pulls, there's nothing attracting the buddhi, then in this space, my intellect is going to go straight to Baba. No other distractions. I need to keep an intellect that's clean and clear, even when I'm back on home ground. But here, I have an opportunity to be free from everything, and just simply take benefit. And that's not selfishness. Taking benefit for me prepares me to be a better instrument for others later on. So that's okay. So, what am I doing when I sit in yoga? Hopefully, these two things are already there. You've cleaned out the intellect and made sure that there's only Baba's knowledge filled within it. Past is over, future depends on what happens today, so I don't need to think about either. what's remaining of the past is my sanskaras. I've been angry. And so there's no point in remembering this happened, that happened, she said, I said, this one did, that one did. No, but what's the residue that I'm carrying today? I'm carrying it in my sanskaras, whether it's attachment, whether it's anger, whatever it may be. So that is now what I have to deal with. But I'm not going to remember the past to try and resolve it or sort it out. That's the job of Gyan. When I'm churning Gyan, reflecting on Gyan, then I sort that out. But in yoga, my aim is to come to that seed stage. A step that I know is very, very important, and I understand that many people don't always see it like that. But if you take drishti from Brahma Baba, that drishti is able to connect you straight to God. And even before thinking about the seed stage, think about the deepening of all relationships with one. How does God play the role of mother, father, teacher, Satguru? It's not just the point of light that does all of this. Baba has used Brahma Baba's eyes to give us drishti. Even today, when you take drishti from Baba's photo, what do you feel? Not just the drishti of a human being, but Shiv Baba using Brahma Baba's eyes like a magnet to pull the soul out of body consciousness, to stabilize it in the awareness of the soul, and then connect it with Shiv Baba. And so, when you're thinking about your relationships with God, you're thinking about the love of the mother, the unconditional love. When you're thinking about the father, how did the father give you happiness? The father has given us happiness through the things that he has shared in the Murli. How has the teacher explained all the secrets of the universe? Shiv Baba didn't teach me just through inspiration as a point. He came to teach me through the vehicle of Brahma Baba. And so explore each relationship through Brahma Baba's drishti. The mother, the father, the teacher, the friend, the Satguru, the beloved. Experiment with these relationships. And what will happen is that all other thoughts will disappear. You won't have to struggle to deal with other thoughts. But when the mind is engaged in something that's more powerful than all the other stuff, then that mind that is engaged is going to be able to get to the stage where everything else has been forgotten, and then you're able to be just with Shiv Baba, I the soul, in Param Dham, with God. And yes, the seed stage then, where the physical dimension has been left behind, and it's me in my original state, the incorporeal state, connected with God the Supreme. No thoughts. Just simply the pure experience, whether it's the original stage of purity, of peace, of truth, of love. So have the aim of going deeper and deeper in the silence to come to that experience. And as I stay in that seed stage, I connected with God, experiencing the qualities of God and my own original qualities too, both match up. Then in that stage of experience of love and purity, the soul is cleansed. The sins of the past have been dissolved, and the pure soul is emerging. And so I think 2 days in which you have a very special focus, just simply to go deeper and deeper into the experience of Baba, is something that will be a very precious treasure for you to carry away. Because now you need 2 days to get to that experience and really reinforce it and stabilize it. But once you've stabilized it, you can experiment with it and experience it very fast. Then you won't need hours to prepare. But you'll know what is the feeling. You'll know how to get to that feeling. And so that's going to be of help to you in Laukik, in Alaukik, in family, in study, whatever else there may be going on. So have that aim. When we ask Sadi Gulzar for the definition of seed stage yoga, of volcanic yoga, she'd said that it was a stage where really it's the fire of love. And so the volcano, the passion, the fire of love. And if you've experienced passionate love for God, then nothing else will be able to pull you. So have that aim to really be able to experience that stage of all relationships, but also all the original qualities of the self, of the soul. And through this experience, over 2 days, you'll be able to practice it for the other days that you're in Madhuban still. And when you go back, even if you go down and see Abu Road in all its glory, and it hasn't changed in 50 years that I've been coming and seeing it, it's still the same. But you won't be affected by it in a negative way. You'll be able to keep your stage. And when, as you journey, there's all sort of pressures that come on you because flights get delayed, flights get cancelled, all sorts of crazy things happen, you'll be able to keep your stage of connection with Baba. And then, from the stage of the experience of peace, you'll be a peaceful being. From the stage of the experience of the embodiment of love, you'll be able to share that love with others. And so this is the time in which you're preparing to settle, but also to create a new way of being, and through your new way of being, to actually then be able to go out there and use that being for all the work that's waiting to be done.
I'm just requesting Jyoti Ben to give a short commentary to lead us into this experience. Can everyone sit alert, eyes open, be alert and relax to enjoy the experience for the next few minutes? Lal light or music?
Staying in the awareness of Om, I am Shanti. When I thought of myself as a body, there was not a moment of being at peace. But now, carrying this peace within myself, am able to apply this peace in everything that I do. And now, for just a short while, I experience myself as this inner being, in this awareness of peace. The door opens to allow God's love to reach the soul. The power of peace from the ocean reaches me, and not only touches me, but it extends and this power of peace spreads out into the atmosphere. And the power of peace gently pulls me away with so much peace that I can feel that no desires remain. The power of peace removes the impurity I've carried for a long time. Me to experience God's love. I resolve to keep peace with me at all times. Peace in my mind, peace in my words, the soul decides to hold within itself and use peace my words be peaceful my actions to contribute towards peace Thank you. peace. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. On behalf of all of you, I would like to extend many thanks to Jayanti Ben for giving us her valuable time in spite of being so busy. Just one hand clap. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy your bhati.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Can you all stand up, please? Just stretch your hands and feet. Make it a little bit more warm. Breathe in and breathe out so you become fresh. Whatever exercise you would like to do on your own, in your place. So that, you know, there is blood circulation, there is oxygen, but don't go out. No one should leave this place except if you want to have nature call, it's okay. Okay, you feel better? Breathe in and breathe out a few times. Inhale, exhale, let there be flow of oxygen, flow of freshness. Okay? Just take your seat. Thank you. So we are very fortunate that Sister Jayanti has laid the foundation for our deep experiences during this retreat. We all have heard about three words in Brahmin life: yoga, tapasya, and fiery form of yoga, which is called volcanic jwalamukhi. Now, how to reach to that stage? So first, Baba says, change the word yoga to remembrance, because we need to make remembrance first of all easy, then natural, then constant. So when we look at the word yoga as remembrance, then it becomes easy to make it constant. Because remembrance is natural in us. And remembrance is always based on love and relationship. Do you agree? Where there is relationship, there is love. And where there is love, there is remembrance. And now, when I look at remembrance, there are three types. You can check during this retreat. Every time you sit in remembrance, which type you experience, you give yourself marks. First is to make effort to remember someone or something, which is called struggling remembrance, battling. Second type of remembrance is natural. It comes natural, just like a student remember teacher or a patient remember doctor. So when I am soul conscious, I naturally remember Baba. As Baba says, no one can forget Baba. But what we forget most of the time is, I am a soul. If I can strengthen that experience of soul consciousness, remembrance becomes constant. So second type of remembrance is natural remembrance. I am not making effort. Because I am soul conscious, accumulated the experience of soul consciousness, Baba comes automatically, because for soul there is nobody. But what we are here to experience is volcanic, fiery form. Yoga, remembrance as fire. And that is the third type of remembrance. What we call sometimes in Hindi, satane wali yaad. Troublesome remembrance. As Jayanti Ben nicely mentioned, passionate love. You know, you are in love. That's it. The passion of love becomes fire. You are lost. So, we need to get into that stage in this retreat. That remembrance of Baba becomes so passionate, it turns into fire. You know, volcanic. And everything cleansing automatically happens. No, sometimes Baba says some children disturb Baba's sleep. Have you heard? Shiv Baba don't sleep, but Shiv Baba has to make emergency landing in Brahma Baba's body in the middle of the night to respond to that soul. That means remembrance is so frequent. You know, we all have the experience of lover and beloved, husband and wife relationship, that you just can't forget that person. You know, so when the remembrance reaches to that extent, troublesome, that is when it becomes fire. And I was wondering that if all of us ignite this fire of love, there will be tsunami. There will be tidal waves in the ocean of love. It cannot stay in Shantivan. It will go everywhere. So are you prepared to create that? So, and the recipe also Jayanti Ben has given very beautifully. You know, how to create that passion of love for Baba. You know, how to make remembrance troublesome. So for that, you know, when the remembrance becomes troublesome, it turns into tapasya. What is tapasya? Intense meditation. So sometimes when we use the word intense, we get tense. You know, we get stiff. No need. See, tapasya is five things. Ek vrata, faithful to the one. Like as a child, faithful to father, faithful to mother, loyal to teacher. So it is pita vrata, pati vrata, teacher vrata, guru vrata. So that is tapasya. Tapasya means my connection with Baba, which creates fire. Tap means heat. And tapasya means heating process. Right? And in order to do that tapasya, where people sit? They sit in the cave. In a soundproof room. Natural. and they have concentration and determination. And that is what I think you all need to do now, is to enter into your personal cave. Where is it? Brukuti. It's kuti. It is cave. Go in. Go into your personal room of introversion, and then only your experimentation will start. So go into your room of introversion and take a seat of self-respect and create a soundproof atmosphere. No sound from outside can come into my room. No negative sound can go outside. That's it. Total focus. Then my tapasya begins. Just focus on one. You can take any relationship you like to experience, as Jayanti Ben said. You cannot get into the volcanic stage straight away. The seed stage need to be filled with potential. It has to be filled with the essence, the sweetness, the love of all relationship with Baba, and the experience of all the personalities of Baba. So then I rise automatically. See, even the physical volcano is not formed overnight. It takes how many years according to science to create the heat, you know, to make the volcano become active? How long does it take? Ages. So this is why Baba says at least 8 hours of yoga a day to go deeper, you know, to connect with Baba and remain lost. That is what somebody said. The definition of volcanic yoga means get lost and disappear. Lost in Baba's love and disappear. You see how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly? How? Butterfly is so ugly. What it eats, how it moves. But one day, because it creates a cocoon with its own saliva around itself and disappears, and let the nature do its work. And suddenly what happens? One day a beautiful butterfly comes. So remember that each one of us who are here, we have an instinct. Instinct to fly within us. That's what science says. Caterpillar has an instinct to fly, but that is activated when it stays in the cocoon. So what you are going to do from now, you have to create a cocoon and get lost inside. Let Baba do the wonder. So I would suggest, whether you call it incubator, whether you call it cocoon, or whether you call it God's womb, just get into God's womb and let God sustain me with His non-physical foods, with His non-physical relationship, And when I, the soul, am totally soaked in God's womb with those sustenance, in 2 days, what you will emerge as Baba wants us, like Baba, angel. So this time when people see you, after 2 days, not even after going back from Madhuban, they shouldn't recognize you. Transformation. So what is important is, I have to go step by step. I can't make a jump. So what we are going to do for the next 1.5 hours is to take 4 steps. 4 steps in preparation to get into that stage and stay there as long as I want. You know, I remember Manohar Dadi sharing her experience. They would sit for 2 hours without moving in Bhatti with one thought. You know, I am love, I am child of ocean of love, lost in love, finish. No churning, nothing. 2 hours feeling. So, one of the most important practice, don't hear me, listen to me. Then only you can feel and practice. Otherwise, my words will go to your ears, but it won't touch your heart. Right? So, what we need a lot of practice is soul consciousness. 100% soul consciousness, 0% body consciousness. Then we can connect 100% with Baba without disturbance. So, soul consciousness also can be practiced on 4 levels. We will be doing it just now. Gross soul consciousness, subtle soul consciousness, bodiless stage, incorporeal stage. So once I am able to master these 4 stages of soul consciousness, that's it. You are lost in Baba. You don't have to make any effort. You don't have to make effort to go to the soul world. You are. Right? You are. So what is the sign by which I can understand I am in the 1st stage of soul consciousness? Very gross. I will be controlling my sense organs. I will have positive thoughts all the time. And I will have the feeling of peace, balance, harmony within myself. Simple experience. So when I go 1 step up, subtle state of soul consciousness, which we practiced just before that, it's avyakta stage, where you go beyond the pull of the elements, avyakta, beyond vyakta. You know, sometimes we ask Brahmins, how far is the subtle region? Most of us say, 1 thought away. How far is Bhaktada from you? We say, 1 thought away. What it means, when you step up from this corporeal to the subtle consciousness, That means you become the conqueror of elements of matter. You master matter. You are in the subtle. So, what is the experience of being subtle? Power of silence. Peace is a virtue. Awake the state, power of silence. So you see yourself, now I see myself in the orb of elements. So when I step up, the same soul, I change my dress into the orb of light. So I can still move, I can still do action. Everything happens, but beyond gravity. Subtle region is beyond gravity. You see yourself floating. You see yourself double light. Power of silence, pure thought. So then I move beyond it. I even let go of that orb of light. I become a bodiless soul. What it means to become bodiless? I hope nobody is bodiless now. Because sleep and bodilessness are a little bit close. You know, when somebody is sleeping, they are also bodiless. And in meditation also I can be bodiless. Only difference is, you are awake in bodiless state. In sleep, you are not aware. So it is like dead silence. Dying alive. You know, when somebody dies, for them the whole world is dead. So 1 minute of bodiless state properly gives you energy to the body as if you have slept for 1 hour. But it is total detachment from the body. So it's very important to experience this stage before we move on to the last stage of soul consciousness, which is incorporeal stage, videhi. That is, I the soul in my home, in corporeal world. Mukti. Because when I am in mukti, I don't know I am there. Because without body, no experience. But I can experience myself in the soul world when I have completely let go of the subtle body, gross body, just beyond. Being beyond. Being beyond. So that is the sweet silence I need to experience in the incorporeal world. Yeah? Is that clear? So in the incorporeal stage, I am, as Jainti Ben said, no thoughts. Which doesn't mean you are thoughtless. You are not thinking, you are not thoughtless. What is it? You are. You are. I don't have to say I am a soul. I am. So you feel. Being. All the other stages are becoming. So becoming becomes a being with practice. So these 4 stages are important in soul consciousness. And then the 2nd stage is having all relationships with Baba. So I need to make sure none of the relationships are missing. Baba, my father, Baba, my mother, my friend, my teacher, my Sadguru, my beloved, my child, my brother. So when the wire of all relationships is connected with one, I have passionate love for Baba. I don't have to say mine is one Baba and none other. And then when I go out, mine is Baba and one other. No. Unadulterated love, unadulterated remembrance. So that is the second stage. First is soul consciousness. Second is to have all relationships with Baba, all attainments from Baba. So the mind and intellect are totally intact. Dadi Gulzar was saying the other day, mind intellect has only two places to go. Either towards relationship because of attachment, or towards some attainments because of unfulfilled desire. But when Baba is my world, I have stepped away from this world, is everything. But it has to be real. So look deep inside yourself. Honest, be honest. Accept if you have not experienced the love of some relationship, do it now. And look into the qualities, personality of Baba. You know, when you connect with Baba, with what do you connect? With God's personality. So His energy comes to me. So that is why like attracts like. So when we have completed this, then the last step is light merging into the light. Love lean. That is volcanic. Love lean, lost in love. My identity doesn't exist anymore. Like a moth, surrender to the flame. The moth, finish. I become flame. That is fiery form. But how long you can keep that experience? That is the challenge. How much I can hold that experience in my action, in my relationship, that is each one's practice. So let us now move on to the experience part. So once again, please, I have to remind you, don't write anything, don't relax too much. Relax, but don't relax too much. And keep your eyes always open, because you absorb vibrations through the eyes. You know why we want people to keep their eyes open? Because the energy of the soul is radiating through the eyes. Yeah? So when we are all meditating, we are purifying the atmosphere. It is service to the whole world. So let us go through the four stages so that we have warmed up our engine to move to our stage which we really wanted to be. Sit straight. Let your feet be firm on the floor. Keep your eyes open. Look straight ahead. Sitting in this silent atmosphere, I let all other thoughts slip away. Let me be just in this moment. as I enter into my room of introversion, as I turn my mind within, I become aware of being a tiny point of light energy. I am a soul. Think and feel. I am a soul, a living energy. I, the being of light, I reside in the center of my forehead. I exist forever. I am imperishable, immortal, indestructible, invisible light. As my thoughts are focused totally inward towards the being of light I am, I journey inward. I dive deep into myself. As I dive deeper, I touch the core of this light. I discover peace, vibrations of peace emerging from deep within and fills my mind. My mind is like a calm lake. I enjoy this feeling of being at peace with myself. Peace and silence. Within this peace, I also feel the power, the inner power, inner peace. I dive deeper to discover the love. I am love. I am a being of love. I love me. Like a sunshine, this love envelops me. I enjoy this feeling of being, accepting myself as I am. In this awareness, I feel the energy, the inner power, inner strength. I am a powerful soul. In this soul consciousness, I am deep within myself, beyond the pull of this body. Beyond the pull of this matter, I see myself moving upwards, being of light in the orb of light. I am light. I am surrounded by the light. I am in the region of light. Beyond gravity, enjoy this experience of being an angel. Beyond gravity, beyond the attraction of this world, in my avyakta state. The soul I see myself in my complete form. Pure energy surrounds me. From this angelic form, I can easily experience myself in the presence of Avyakta Bap Dada, my companion, and I can see and yet not affected by anything. I enjoy a few more minutes being in the Avyakt Vatan, celebrating Avyakt meeting in my avyakt form with avyakt bhavdana. I look into Baba's eyes, as I take drishti from avyakt bhavdana, I can feel the love of my mother the merciful love that I am receiving from Baba as my mother, fills me with his affection. I enjoy being sustained by God's love as my mother. In this experience, I see myself in Baba's lap, like a child clinging on to the mother. Baba, I have been thirsting for this motherly love for so long. This selfless love, merciful love that I am receiving fills my heart. Enjoy the sweetness, the merciful love of my affectionate mother, the Supreme Mother, Mother of all mothers. As I look deep into Baba's eyes, I can also feel the protection of my father. Baba, my father, protects me, gives me my inheritance, I have been separated from my father for so long. Baba, my father, searched me out of so many souls. made me belong to Him. Baba, how can I thank you for making me belong to you? Baba makes me even higher than Himself. I see myself as a child of Baba, sitting on His shoulders, enjoying Baba's love. I continue to receive drishti from Baba, avyakt Bab Dada, in the subtle regions. I also feel the love of Baba as my teacher, the one who reveals the truth. The one who has opened the lock on my intellect. Baba, you are my true teacher, supreme teacher, who has given me the aim of my life. You are making me as knowledgeful as you are. I enjoy this relationship of Baba as the Supreme Teacher by being honest to Him. Baba's hand of blessings is always on my head. Baba holds my hand and Baba guides me at every step in my life as my Sadguru. Baba, I will follow your instructions at every step and reach my destination. My spiritual guide, Sadguru, His love to bring me from darkness into light is immense. Without knowledge and guidance, I was blind. I love Baba as my supreme preceptor. Baba, my friend, is always there to listen to me and listen to my heart. This love of God's friendship makes me become very light. You are my true friend. I see myself opening my heart to Baba without hesitation. And with this friendship, I don't have any fear. Enjoy this friendship sweetness with Baba. Baba is always waiting for me as my beloved to embrace me and merge me in his eyes. I can stand naked in front of Baba as my beloved. This intimate love, this intimate love between me and Baba is so deep. I see myself lost in Baba's eyes. Lost in Baba's love as my beloved. I am mesmerized with his beauty.
मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें अपने जाना है, अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है,
this exclusive love I am experiencing from Baba as my beloved is very special. Baba has fallen in love with me. I have fallen in love with Baba. We have become one. This unadulterated love exclusive love lifts me up. I enjoy this moment being lost in the love of the beloved, the only one. Baba also surrenders to me I the soul make Baba my heir. I see myself Baba as my child. Baba, my child promises me to take care of me for rest of my life and for the future 21 births. I am proud to be Baba's parent, taking care I the soul. I am filled with the sweetness, love, Baba is my world. I am lost in Baba's world, and in this love I even let go of my body, just a bodiless soul. I am a bodiless soul. Powerful soul. I move beyond into the golden red region of my soul worlds. I, the bodiless soul, I enter into the region of golden red light. I am filled. I am full and complete. Like a seed, I am suspended in the soul world. In the presence of Baba, I am liberated. I am perfect, complete, full. Like God, suspended in my sweet silent home. Just the being. A state of liberation. Full. Stay in the soul world as long as you can, enjoying the original, eternal form, eternal qualities. Eternal relationships with God. No thoughts, no action, no responsibility, just the being. ocean of light. Light upon light in silence. I enjoy being in God's womb. In my sweet silent home. No thoughts. Just the feeling. Passionate love I have for Baba lightens all the burden. I begin to feel the bliss. I bring my thoughts. I bring my thoughts from the soul world. To the subtle region. I see myself in my body of light. In the region of white light, in the aura of white light. And now slowly, from the region of white light, I bring my thoughts back to my corporeal form, this body of five elements, and I see myself seated on this chair. As you return to your seat, take a few moments to recall your journey from this corporeal world to the subtle region, to the incorporeal world. So try to relive this journey as many times as you can. So that it becomes a way of life. Now you can take down your notebook, take out your notebook, and make a note of what you have felt, what you have experienced, what has been your feelings, realizations, so you can work on them for the next day and a half. So take your time, few minutes, to reflect, realize, and I would suggest that you keep this experience to make it deeper. It is important to remain in your room, private room, introversion. You can see everyone, you can know everything, but you don't get involved. You remain detached observer, so you won't get affected. My own experience is that, you know, I feel myself going into the womb of God and just allowing myself, just like a child. You know, the child in the womb of the mother is sustained by the food the mother takes. It's connected with mother so much. So I, the soul, I surrender myself to Baba to such an extent that let His sustenance allow me to grow while I am in the womb. The soul world, and let God feed me with His sweetness of relationships, with the power of His personality, So let me allow that process to go on for the next 48 hours. Just let me experiment. Living in this world, and yet I can be beyond. So that I am able to become immune. You know, people talk about immune to action. Actually, that is not right. But we can experience our stage being immune to whatever is happening around us. So we don't lose our authenticity. You know, from now, just remember, I am a being of love. Practice that for 1 hour. So when you are in the awareness of being of love, how do you feel? I don't need love from anyone. I am love. In fact, I give love to others in the state of being of love. Like a flower has fragrance. The flower doesn't need fragrance. But everybody goes to the flower to take the fragrance. So, for the next few hours, take one relationship you have not experienced with Baba. Take one personality. See, God is not a person, but He has personality. He has mind, intellect, and personality. He is not a person, but He has feeling. He has intellect. That is why He is called the intellect of the intellect, the wisdom of the wise. He has sanskara. Only to come in the confluence age, to bring benefit, transform the world and go back. That's all. Not any karmic account sanskara. So, from now until 5 o'clock, every hour you choose, before you get up from here, you feel like you are in experimentation. Not like after you come out of the room, our class is over, then we come into sound and start talking about worldly things and calling phone. No, phone doesn't exist. We have died. Dead body don't operate phone. No phone. And nobody. You know, when the soul is going from one body to another, it's alone. And now I have entered into the womb of God. So I have God with me, that's all. So go into the depth of one relationship you have not experienced. Try to extract as much sweetness as you can. And God has also 8 personality. Like ocean of peace, ocean of love, almighty authority, purifier, ocean of forgiveness, ocean of bliss, truth, an ocean of mercy. So, just take one, just for example, purifier. This is very important to experience volcanic stage. Somebody asked me, what is the abbreviation of purifier? Purifier is equal to pure fire. I am also form of fire. Baba is also soul, but ever pure, purifier. So when I connect fiery form soul, a pure soul, who comes into the cycle of birth and death, connect with the purifier, volcano, fire is ignited. So, all the impurities are burned. You know, dead body, when they burn, how long does it take? What is the temperature? It is called funeral pyre. The heat is so much that you cannot even stand there. So, volcanic experience is what? You know, you cannot measure. But it is not a heat physically you feel. But it is the fire, the passionate love. You know, they say that in Hindi there is a saying, you know, the love that is ignited in my heart cannot be extinguished. It has caught fire. So that should be my feeling. So, take any personality of God and just get lost in it. Take any relationship, which is very important, because even if one quality, one relationship missing, I cannot hold it. You know, in silence, like attracts like. Magnet. So you just get, and you can stay as long as you want. You know, there is, it's not like kind of dry relationship with Baba, you know. Our relationship with Baba is not dry. Right? It's filled with so much sweetness that it makes your relationship become sweet. You know, today we have relationship problem. Somebody was saying, you know, one is horizontal relationship, the other is vertical relationship. So why we have problem in vertical relationship? Because our horizontal relationship is not good. Try how your vertical relationships will become better and best if your horizontal relationship is okay. You know, Baba said already, you can measure how much you love Baba on the basis of how much love you have for his family. If I don't have love even for one soul, that means I don't have full love for Baba. Check in your heart. Do I have any dislikingness for anybody? Do I hate anybody? You know, like sometimes we don't even talk to some people. You know, like we don't like them. We don't like to talk to them. Even if you talk to them, you look at the wall, you look at the ceiling. You don't look into their eyes. You know? So if there is anybody in this gathering right now, first exercise you do, go to that person, hold them. Look eye to eye. Even in the whole Madhuban, anywhere, if there is anybody in this gathering this time, do this exercise. You take the initiative to break it. You know, because then I cannot take love from Baba fully. There is some blockage. I can't please myself. I love Baba that much, this much. Hi, Baba knows already. You know? So, it's then only people can feel that this is true. You know Baba, what Baba used to do? Sakar Baba, when he used to know that this person is not in talking terms with this person, she is not in good terms, so there used to be yoga bhattis, different positions. So that day he will specially have what you call Dilwala temple style. Make people sit face to face. And he will put specially those souls who don't want to even look into the eyes. Now you can imagine. Baba would not say why, but it was so hard. Mohini Ben used to act and show. You know, they would sit like this first. Then slowly. And then by the time meditation over, then it used to take hour. Baba would not leave. Then Baba would say, come close now. At least now you can look into the eyes. Now come close. Then Baba says, Baba would give toli, both of them. You feed each other. Then hug. Then walk together. Finish. All melt. So, you know, Jenti Ben was telling yesterday, we have to sanskara. We have to take this sanskara of love to golden age. What is golden age, Madhyaji Bhav? Love. And if I don't have that even for one person, how can I go to golden age? How can I have volcanic yoga? How can I have seed stage? Cannot. You know, even if you have chit, your chit is not clean, cannot have volcanic yoga. So clean the chit in this retreat. What is chit? It's a track of the mind. It's an aspect of the mind. It's an aspect of the mind. It's in the attitude. It's a very subtle. Dadi Janki has given many classes on this. So this bhatti should make my chit clean. Then your roots to go fly Baba very easy. Yeah? So, check your chit and you can see your chit in the mirror of knowledge. You know what is chit? Chit is made up of karma and relationship. So, karma plus relationship is equal to sanskara. So it is like, you know, you had some karma with someone, you have already settled, but you are holding what you have settled with that person still in your chit. When the person comes in front, everything comes. So it is something like you have to pay bills. You have paid bills, but you keep receipts. So every time you see the receipt, you say, oh, how much I have paid. So when you see that person, I had so much karmic accounts with this one, you know. But thank God I have already settled. But that is also heaviness. But chit clean means when that person comes, I don't remember what account I had. And that person also don't remember. We interact as if nothing, like golden age. So that should be our stage with volcanic yoga. You know, it's not like only in yoga you feel so good and then after that as usual. So So this is some homework you have to do. During the free time, don't take it as free time, but you can spend with yourself. That's why we say silence. So you can listen to your conscience. You can look at your chit. And your chintan, in Hindi we say, smriti, you know, simaran. Whatever you have in your chit, that is what you will think. Consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously. So for volcanic means clean chit. Like God's chit. You know, in bhakti we used to say, oh God, don't keep my weakness in your chit. Because if God keeps my weakness in his chit, how can he give me love and blessing? We used to give him order, don't keep my weakness in your chit. But do we keep other people's chit? You know? So look deep within. You know, what is that I have not experienced? What is that? Is there anybody in the Brahmin family all over the world with whom I don't have good relationship? It's not them, it's me. It's not them. You must realize that. Whatever is happening in your life, whatever feelings, you are responsible. So you look within and change. Because ours is way of living, it's not simple. See, the family will see the change in me when I have changed myself inside, right? You agree? So, take the mirror of knowledge with you. Give some time. Sit with Baba. If you cannot understand, sit in Baba's room in the free time. Ask Baba. Baba, show me, you know, what is in my chit. Why is that? I cannot stay 1 hour. No, this evening we are going to have 1 hour volcanic yoga from 6:30 to 7:30. But you need to prepare for that. That's why we went through these stages. So you have to start, continue to be in it. So you put the engine on. Don't change your pattern of thoughts after you get up from here. You take the same vibration, same feeling, you are continuing, but in Vishnu form. Now you were sitting in Shankar form, Manmana bhav. Now you will be in Madhyaji bhav state, standing, walking, eating, sleeping. Whatever you are doing, don't change the pattern of thought. Then when you come at 5 o'clock, you know, you will feel the easy flow. It becomes natural. So some research, some self-search. So then Baba's help will also come. You know, when I accept from my heart, then Baba's love, my realization, Baba's forgiveness, finish. The seed of the sanskara finish. Volcanic yoga burns the seed of the sanskara. That means total transformation. But I need to accept, realize and put it in front of Baba. That I don't need to do during yoga time. That you can do it in your other time. This is for experiencing, you know. So extend your experience for the rest of the day. So don't break the link. Right? Don't break the link. When you go out, no matter whatever anybody say, whatever anybody do, you just like, you know, the dog is barking on one side, the elephant is walking with his own majesty. So you walk with your own intoxication as if nothing is going to affect you. So eat in silence, walk in silence, you know, have good rest, because if you don't rest properly, then evening you cannot have the alertness. Rest for a couple of hours, but in the meantime, whenever you have time, this is the time for taking the sustenance from Baba. Baba is available now, especially as a purifier. If you have not told something to Baba, what you have done, everything you do now between you and Baba, so that Baba can hold me. And that beautiful feeling of being emerges. No, it's really just the feeling. Because one of the Avyakt Murli, many years ago, Baba said, you know, why God had a thought to come, why souls have thought to come from the soul world to play down here. So in the soul world, it's awareness, it is not death. You have smriti, but you are smriti swarup. I will talk more about it this evening. You know, what is volcanic yoga and volcanic stage? Two different things. No, first time when I understood, I was so shocked. Because I never knew that there is two things. Volcanic yoga and volcanic stage. So you prepare for that now. So that in the evening we go into it. When you are in the stage, you don't have to describe you are. You know, just like a honeybee, when it is going from one flower to another flower, you heard the humming sound. And when the honeybee gets into the flower, no more sound. It becomes honey itself. So that is called being. You just be. Right? So you can become honeybees, you can become incubators, you can take any kind of feeling you close to you. This is the final chance Baba is giving you to transform. I don't think we will get another chance like this in Madhuban with Brahmins, such a beautiful atmosphere, better than this. We don't have any other place. Just do it. Yeah? So I request, maintain this atmosphere for the next 2 days. We won't, because this Rakhi is a reminder. This is unbreakable Rakhi. You can keep it lifelong. It will never torn. You can never tear it. It's waterproof. Yeah, you can bathe, you can do anything with that, it will never get wet. There is no way you can take it out. So you are bound in bondage with Baba. Permanent Rakhi. Okay? So if you want to spend a few moments reflecting, because it's good to reflect what I got this morning, what I want to do now. So take out your notebook. We have a special journal for you. I will give it to you tonight when Charlie Bai comes. So you can use it later. We have prepared a special one for this Bhatti. But in the meantime, you can write it in your notebook. What you want to do from now until 5 o'clock, what self-search, what research, what realization, just prepare something for yourself and start thinking about it as you walk. Practice whatever stage you want to practice. So let every Brahmin in Shantivan have a vision of you. So this one is really an angel. She doesn't look like. So your vibrations will serve the atmosphere. You know, we heard a good news today that the solar plant is giving light before the sun rises. We have achieved what we want to achieve. So let us also become ignited lights like a firefly. Huh? Cannot see the body, only the light. So as you move around, be like a firefly. People can have a vision of you as light. Yeah? So, few minutes you spend and then we will have 1 minute silence before you go for lunch. Have good rest. And as I mentioned, you will take the same chair, same seat when you come back. So don't change your seats. Then it's easy to organize. Huh? Otherwise, difficult again, language, this and that. Yeah? So the translators, everyone be here 5 minutes to 5 so we can start off on time. Thank you very much for your cooperation. So we finish with 1 minute silence.